Those looking to have fun with Fido in more off-leash dog parks in Bradford can be like a dog with a bone, but anyone expecting the town to add them within the developed urban area anytime soon could be barking up the wrong tree. Despite advice partly to the contrary, Committee of the Whole recommended during its November 19 meeting that council direct staff to explore opportunities for the development of future dog parks within both urban and rural areas, including new developments. It's a huge need in Ward 6, Ward 6 Caon. Nicholas Harper said, estimating that about 90% of the residents have dogs. There's a lot of people that want it. That came in response to a report from Recreation and Cultural Services Director Terry Foran, who recommended against trying to add off-leash dog areas to the town's existing parks. He explained dog parks' present challenges, including space, typically about 1 acre, landscape and fencing requirements, impacts on nearby land, as well as conflicts with other park users and nearby residents, including fear of dogs, noise from barking, odors, and even the risk of attracting excessive parking on nearby residential streets, all consistent with information Foran provided earlier this year to Bradford Today. However, Harper disagreed with the need for all dog parks to be large, claiming he's seen them in all different sizes, and said adding more smaller options would allow residents to walk. "I think we have lots of those options throughout all of our wards we could look at," he said. While multiple councillors said they've heard from residents about the demand for more dog parks, they also acknowledged some residents might be upset to suddenly have one installed near their home. Still, Foran acknowledged that as the town grows, the demand for dog parks will likely grow as well, and as such said staff will continue to look for opportunities to include dog parks in new facilities, especially in rural areas, or within new residential developments as they're built. Mayor James LeDuc took the opportunity to recommend a few potential locations, including off Morris Road near Marshview Boulevard, on the south side of Line 6 across from Taylor Park, and near the Bradford Lions Activity Center in Joe Magani Park. While it would require a lot of determination, first, if any space were found to be suitable, Foran explained staff would likely begin public consultations. In his report, Foran estimated the cost to build a new dog park would range between $255,000 and $300,000, excluding the cost of land. The report was requested by Harper during the September 17 council meeting, in response to a petition referenced in the agenda with 86 signatures advocating for an off-leash dog park in a central location of town, providing access to trees, water, and a walking trail. Though the petition itself was not included, local resident Louisa Kokim started a similar petition online on May 20, and explained to Bradford Today that the existing Bark Park in the Scanlon Creek Conservation Area is only accessible by car, while in other town parks dogs must remain on leash, restricting the amount they can play or exercise. At the time, she was hoping a new dog park could be included near the baseball diamonds behind the Bradford and District Community Memorial Center, since there's already parking, lighting and open space. However, Foran explained at the time that it's not quite so simple. Recommendations from Committee of the Whole are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.